Parks Canada is closing swaths of the Eastern Glacier National Park backcountry this week, as the Canadian Armed Forces, CAF, rolls out their howitzers for a practice shoot ahead of avalanche control season. The federal agency announced on Facebook November 3 that East Rogers, which flanks both the north and south side of the Trans-Canada Highway east of Rogers Pass, will close Thursday to Saturday November 6 to 8, as 105mm artillery pieces perform a verification shoot. This shoot, done by reserve military units dispatching 6 to 10 shells from each position, confirms the howitzers are hitting their targets accurately. This will ensure that the CAF will be able to strike and displace potential avalanches anywhere along the Highway 1 corridor this winter in a precise and timely fashion. This program protects highway and railway traffic from natural avalanches, Parks Canada explained, emphasizing that the CAF's avalanche control isn't meant to make slopes safer for skiers and snowboarders. There are 270 predetermined targets across 135 avalanche paths that can affect the transportation corridor. Effective this Sunday, November 9, East Rogers will be available once again for backcountry users to freely explore, with the area not switching to an enforced restricted winter area for another week. Anyone traveling into avalanche terrain should have the proper training, skills and equipment to assess the conditions and terrain, and self-rescue, Parks Canada added. Glacier's winter permit season kicks off the following Sunday, November 15. New for the 2025-26 season, all backcountry users must complete a Parks Canada avalanche safety quiz and possess a free day or annual winter permit, even if parking and venturing in unrestricted zones. To learn more or apply for an annual winter permit, visit parks.canada.ca/pn-np/bc/glacier/visit/hiver-winter/ski.